Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
This is the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast hosted by Lifeway. I'm your host, Chandler Vinoy, and Ron, in this episode, we're talking about some of the worst leadership traits you've observed. So let's hear about some of these.
Yeah, so, you know, there are probably a lot of them. We're just going to share five of them. But and this just comes from my observations, and a lot of them have probably, maybe some of them I've done it at times, hopefully not all of them, because especially the first one. But these are just, if a leader has these traits, they're not going to be very effective. So five of the worst leadership traits. First one is a poor character. Now, we would all agree on that, right? I mean, that's not one that anybody is going to debate. If you don't have a character that cares more about people than you care about progress, or you're going to be, immoral, bring immorality or anything else into the picture. If you have a corrupt heart, you're not going to be an effective leader long term. You may get some things done. I'm not saying you won't, but it won't be effective leadership.
Yep. What about number two?
Avoidance. And this is one where we can all fall into. But if you avoid the real problems, ignore them, it just invites trouble into the church or into the organizations. Problems never go away on their own. As we record this, Chandler, I'm staring at about five major problems that I'm aware of. And I'm going to have to address them. One is just time and getting in the room with the right people and that sort of thing. But I know I can't avoid them because another one's going to come along and I'll have six, you know? And it's, I think that's one of the biggest burdens of leadership is knowing problems keep coming, you know? And when you have just multiples of them at one time, it can be overwhelming. So just don't avoid them. Knock them out as they come along.
You know, we're going to move on to number three, and I think this one ties into number two, so I'll save some of my follow-up questions on it, but let's hear about number three.
Number three is indecisiveness. It is similar to avoidance, but indecisiveness is you just can't make a decision. And man, I have been there many times. I just had, again, it seems like everything's happened today as we're recording this, but I've got somebody on our team waiting for an answer for me. And I like to gel with decisions. I like to think them through, pray them through, and that sort of thing. But a lot of leaders, and I can be guilty of that, just can't bring themselves to make a decision. And that just frustrates everybody on the team.
Mm-hmm. So avoidance, you know, is more of, you know, trying to push the problem down the road. Indecisiveness is, man, I just can't figure out the decision. So in both of those, you know, what are some, maybe there's a leader listening going, man, I don't want to fall into this worst leadership trait. What are some ways to tackle problems and make decisions quickly that you've found over the years?
Well, one thing is for the avoidance is buckle up and do it. It's always harder preparing to have let's say it's a conversation or a decision you have to make. It's always harder preparing to make it than it is making it. So, for example, let's say you're going to address a disciplinary issue, or maybe you're going to let somebody go. Let's just go all the way there and say, hey, you're going to let this person go. It's so difficult wrestling to that decision. I'm working with a pastor right now that needs to make this decision, and we just talked like in the last few days about this, and he has spent so much agony over this decision that he can't, he knows what he needs to do. He knows the right thing to do is to move this person off the team, but he can't get it. He just can't get there. He's avoiding it. But here's what I know from experience, sitting down and starting that conversation, once you got the ball rolling, it becomes much easier at that point. It's leading up to that. So just buckle up and do it. As far as the indecisiveness, when I can't make a decision, I know that a couple of things are probably taking place. One, I just won't do it because I'm scared or it's too, seems too big or whatever. Or two, there are so many unknowns that the unknowns cloud my ability. When I'm in one of those situations, that's when I have to ask better and bigger questions and bring more people into the table. So if I can't like make a decision, like, and maybe they all look good or maybe none of them look good, I'm going to bring, you know, we've talked before, I have a personal advisory board. I'm going to bring them to the table, bring some staff people around me. Maybe it's Cheryl, my wife, but I'm going to bounce it off of more people and ask better questions. But then it goes back to the avoidance. You know, you get to the right decision and then, okay, but then I don't want to make it. You still got it. So it's kind of revolving.
Mm-hmm. Super helpful. All right. What's the last one? Number five.
Number five is pride. Pride. You know, God speaks against pride as much as anything in the Bible, perhaps, or one of the things he speaks against. It may be one of the worst traits that I've observed is an arrogant leader, one who thinks they know it all, one that thinks they control it all, one that, you know, that thinks they have it all figured out. Just pride. And I've learned this, Chandler, pride may be the most unattractive quality when you're trying to attract other leaders. Mm. So if we can avoid all five of them, let's try to do it.
Right. You know, I think even when you talk about pride, the opposite, of course, is humility. And even in Good to Great, I believe it is, maybe it's a different book, but he talks about a level five leader. And one of the qualities of that is humility. So once again, the opposite of the best leadership qualities and traits is pride. So definitely want to avoid all five of these. Well, thanks for listening. If you're enjoying these episodes, please help others find the podcast by liking, sharing, reviewing, subscribing. It helps other leaders like yourself be able to tune in, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast. For more information about Ron, check out ronedmondson.com. For more leadership resources from Lifeway, check out leadership.lifeway.com.